You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. 10 candidates are running for mayor in next month's election. One is Marshawn Tatman. He was 16 years old when he took a class trip to our nation's capital and down south to where Martin Luther King Jr. was killed. The experience inspired him to be a public servant. Now he works for a nonprofit called Building Futures that houses homeless families. Marshawn Tatman spoke with KELW's Janae Darden about his plans if elected, including solving the city's homelessness crisis.
I'm a housing specialist in which I house the homeless. I've been doing this for the past 2.5 years. So I have a few plans. Immediately, I plan on getting all the homeless housed. And how I will go about doing that is getting a head count on how many vacant condos out here. I'm quite sure that all these condos they're putting up, they're not getting filled to capacity. So I want to get a head count on that, talk to the developers and see if we can flip some of those into below market or affordable housing, because this can tackle the immediate need right now. And in the long run, we have a mixture of ideas for affordable housing, the conversion of shipping containers, in-law units and the funding of them, low interest loans and grants to help people out with buying houses in tiny homes. So there's a lot of things we can do to address this matter.
What do you think about the tough shed communities?
It's getting people housed, but part of my job when I find housing for people is to inspect the unit. And I inspect units under HUD guidelines, which mean houses have to have a locking door, running water, electricity, heat, somewhere to cook at. Under HUD guidelines, these tough sheds are never passed inspection. We don't want to make this the new norm, pushing people out to put them in a tough shed. Now we're creating a new ghetto, per se, full of tough sheds.
How many homeless people are there in Oakland? What count do you have?
Officially, it's around 2,800. Unofficially, around 6,000 people sleeping outside or in their cars every night.
What does unofficially mean?
Unofficially is some of the people you couldn't count, some of the people who probably wasn't in their tents when we did the head count.
What do you think about dense housing?
So with my doctorate program that I'm currently wrapping up right now, you know, we focus on smart development, dense housing, things in that nature. But what I can't live with is creating dense housing full of just at market, dense housing that's full of below market, dense housing that's full of affordable housing. We need to mix it up a little bit and have people coexisting together. And then dense housing probably could work, and it might be one of the better options out there. And we also need to update zoning laws so we can build higher, so we can stop sprawling and building wide.
Talk about what you want to do to help small businesses in Oakland.
We're about to lose two sports franchises in the city, the Warriors and the Raiders. And along with that, hundreds of millions of dollars is about to walk out the door. And that's on the Hagenberger area. But yet we don't have a plan to replace that revenue. So what I propose is a Hagenberger tourist hub so we can make this into a $1 billion tourism industry so we can compete with San Francisco, Napa, Silicon Valley. But with that, we invite local small businesses out to this area so they can thrive. Also, I want to reduce the burden of some of the small businesses, if not all of them, meaning tax breaks so they can see a larger profit and margin so they can hire more Oakland residents.
I want to ask you about crime, because I also, I grew up in East Oakland, so you're shaking your head like, we know something about crime. We love our city, but crime is an issue, even though it's not being talked about much in this election because of housing.
With me, it is being talked about. My slogan is making Oakland safe and prosperous for all. In order to get the crime down, in particular homicide, you know, I lost family in this city. I lost friends in this city. I feel we need programs that cater to that. I mentioned something on Facebook where I said I appreciate the gun buyback programs that they have around the county, but if those prices that they giving people not be beating the street prices that people can sell a gun for, it'll never work. I think the price for a handgun at the gun buyback was given was $100. Rifles and other high-capacity weapons, $200. Well, on the streets, those prices is pretty much doubled and tripled.
So you're talking about crime. How are you going to work with police, with the OPD?
So we must reform. We need to retrain. And we need to create a pipeline in a cadet program from elementary school on up and get more locals in the police force. So the problem is a lot of the police who's out here are not from Oakland. A lot of them drive in from who knows what area. I know I might be a little ambitious, but it's my goal to have 100% of Oakland natives in the police force. So I want to make sure that if we use outside officers, we train them to the culture.
Okay. Trash, dumping, huge issue in Oakland.
We need programs in place where we can actually start to reduce how much it costs to dump. And at the same time, go after the chronic dumpers who trash this city. A lot of them don't even live in this city. They come in just to trash it. Now, we need cameras in the hot spots. And I know how some people feel about privacy concerns. And we need to make sure that we have a community commission in charge of all the cameras so they can know exactly what's going on and they had a say so if somebody is using the footage for the purposes this wasn't created for. And then we just got to make sure everybody know that littering ain't cool in the city. We got to stop it. We need to do more for the city of Oakland to clean up the city of Oakland.